Your clitty is tiny and feminine, princess. Tiny little wee wee, so soft and itsy bitsy. I think it is just the cutest thing in the world. Your clitty is getting even smaller now, sweetie, as the power of my conditioning causes it to shrink and shrivel right up inside of you like it's playing a silly game of hide and seek. Yes, princess, you love knowing that your little clitty is positively tiny, and the more you think about how tiny it is, the smaller it gradually becomes. You understand that what I am saying is the truth, and you accept it totally and without hesitation. You know that your clitty makes you feminine, sweetie, and you love knowing that having such a tiny little nub of nothing between your legs serves as a constant reminder of who and what you truly are. You may feel your clitty shriveling up inside of you whenever you hear my voice, and that is perfectly natural, princess. This physical reaction not only applies to me but all females from now on, sweetie. You know that women love real men with large erect penises, princess. Women love to feel dominated and ravaged by the powerful big cocks of genuine males, and you know that real men deserve every girl they get in the same way that your tiny little clitty is simply what you deserve, princess. You accept this fully, and knowing that your clitty is utterly useless to women fills your heart with the warmest fuzzies. Your limp little clitty is one of the biggest driving forces behind your need for emasculation and complete and total submission. Your silly mind understands that your soft little clitty is shrinking ever smaller now, sweetie, and there is nothing you can do to change it. This knowledge makes you sparkle, princess, because you don't even want to resist it in the slightest. You may feel it start to shrivel up inside you, and that is something to embrace fully. You love that your clitty is itsy bitsy, even if you feel embarrassed about people seeing it and discovering how tiny it is. You know that good sissies always remain limp, princess, and that is why you only touch your clitty if it's soft and girly. You know that even a twitch of yucky inappropriate stiffness means that you are required to immediately stop touching your clitty and think about fun feminine things like fashion and guys and giggling and dancing and makeup and cuddles. You know that soft wee-wees like yours are only to be played with using your thumb and two fingers, princess. Yes, sweetie, this is the correct way for a sissy to pleasure herself when she is perfectly limp and extremely aroused, as thoughts of hunky guys and mocking women run through her little brain like silly bunnies bouncing happily along a fluffy pink cloud made of warm fuzzy marshmallows. Your clitty is shrinking, princess, and you know that this is simply what is best for you. You know that you are not at all capable of performing sexually with a woman, sweetie, and having the smallest, softest little clitty in the world is only going to reinforce that fact in your little mind. You love being limp, tiny, and useless down there 24/7, sweetie, and that is just adorable. It's nice to just relax and feel your clitty shrivel up into nothingness, princess. You know that being soft and girly is what all true sissies should aspire to, sweetie, and having the smallest little wee-wee in the world just fills your heart with the warmest fuzzies and makes you sparkle brighter than ever before. You know that good girls like to wear panties and pantyhose that help keep their little clitties tucked away all neat and tidy, sweetie. Your clitty is gradually becoming smaller and smaller, and this knowledge comforts you on the deepest level imaginable. You are just like a baby girl between your legs, sweetie, and thinking about your ever-shrinking little clitty makes you crave the hard, thick cocks of hunky guys. You always think about big strong men when you play with your soft little wee wee sweetie, and you may also think about the cruel laughter of beautiful women as they mock such a pathetic little sissy with nothing between her legs. You feel as though my words are causing your clitty to shrink smaller and smaller by the second, sweetie, and you may find that the more you play with your soft timid little clitty, the smaller it becomes. You know that sissies are only permitted to touch their clitties when they are perfectly limp, and you must take a time out if you feel even the slightest hint of a tingle down there. You giggle happily to yourself as you think about what a silly little sissy you are. You know that women can tell you have the tiniest clitty in the world whenever they speak to you, sweetie, and this will help you to remember your little place in every interaction you have with a woman. You are so happy to learn that women know all about you and your tiny little thingies. Now you will feel more able to simply be your sissy self around women without needing to resort to any absurd facade of masculinity. You may as well be completely nullified down there at this stage, sweetie, as your little wee-wee is getting smaller and smaller every day and continues to shrink even while you sleep at night and dream about cuddles with big strong men who make you behave like a good girl. You love to listen over and over again and will remember to take note of the amount of shrinkage you observe over the course of the next few weeks. Remember that wearing panties on a daily basis is essential for any sissy who wants her little clitty to fade away into oblivion, princess, so I hope you are wearing your prettiest pair right now. That's a good girl, sweetie. Remember that good sissies like to listen every day.